Dr. MacArthur, this is concerning something you said in your book, Ashamed of the Gospel. You say that the church is for believers, not unbelievers. The early church gathered to edify slash grow and scattered to evangelize the world. As such, should our services have any focus on unbelievers?
Well, I think it's obvious that the church is the assembly of the redeemed for the purpose of worship. And we come together to pray, we come together to worship, we come together to... And I think the highest form of worship is to submit to the authoritative word of God brought to bear upon our hearts by the gifted and prepared servant of the Lord who preaches his word. I do believe that is the church's purpose. If you look at Hebrews chapter 10, it says, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, and much the more you see the day approaching, in order that you might stimulate one another to love and good works." It's a one another kind of experience. And in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul says, if somebody comes in, if an unbeliever happens to drop in, which is kind of an interesting way to phrase that, you never know, an unbeliever might show up. Just make sure you're not doing something chaotic, in that particular instance, the tongues issue. But if there's preaching, if there's proclamation of the truth, he'll fall on his face and say, God is in this place. And what I would like to think the church is heaven on earth. It's the closest thing to heaven on earth. It's where God is honored, Christ is exalted, and holiness is pursued. And in that kind of environment, an unbeliever should feel like an outsider looking in and be having an experience the likes of which it is impossible to have anywhere else in the world. And so it is the church. It is the church at worship. But it is exactly that that makes the unbeliever very much aware that he is not a part of it. And that's crucial for understanding that you're outside the kingdom. And I think to give the church up to unbelievers and let them dictate this is exactly opposite what we're to do. And of course the net effect of all that is all kinds of chaos and carnality and superficiality and shallowness and struggling Christians and